Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to be joined by Ladarius Hamilton. Ladarius is the starting defensive end from North Texas and was a first-team All-Conference USA selection last year. Ladarius, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
To start, Ladarius, you're going into your senior season. What are your goals for your last year of your collegiate career?
Man, goals for my last year, I wanna be a better leader, a better teammate, and a better person, man. And I feel like everything else will come along with that.
Because it is your last year, how have you trained differently this offseason?
This offseason, man, has been more specific than the previous, where I was just trying to get bigger and stronger. This year, I've just tailored it down to working on like explosiveness and more quick twitch muscles.
And Ladarius, going into your senior year, you played a lot of college football. What's it like playing under Coach Seth Littrell? And can you describe your relationship with him?
Man, playing under Coach Littrell has been great, man. He's a great dude, very honest, somebody you can trust. And playing under him these past 2 years has been great, man. And our relationship, man, Coach Littrell is a good dude, man. You know, he's somebody that everybody loves to be around. So, I mean, it's hard not to love him, you know.
How has going up against Mason Stein in practice helped you improve your game?
Going up against Mason, man, that dude is a technician. He comes to work every day focused, ready to work. And going against him every day, man, it just helps my game that much more because he's not going to make that many mistakes. He's going to be on top of his game, so that makes you have to be on top of yours. Because if you want to get to him in practice, you got to be coming with it every day. It's not going to be easy.
And mentioned Mason's on your team. You guys have a lot of talent, but what does North Texas football have to do to win the Conference USA West?
Man, North Texas football has to remain North Texas football. We've got to be selfless, tough, and disciplined, and we got to hold each other accountable each and every day, and that'll get us to where we want to be.
What is it about your defense that has helped you have this level of success?
Man, our defense, man, we are relentless. We work hard. We're going to run to the ball. We're going to swarm. And we got good chemistry on the defensive side of the ball. That's what helps us be great each and every day.
And Ladarius, can you tell us a little bit about how you became a member of your team's leadership council and what that is for those who don't know?
I became a member of this leadership council on our team by it's really like a player-made council. Like, people on the team get to vote and pick who they want to be on this council. It's not like you don't pick your buddies, you don't pick your friends, you pick somebody who you feel can represent the team well and is a great leader. But the leadership council gets to make like decisions for the team. We get to pick like uniforms, we get to decide on like meals, just anything that has to do with the team, it goes through us. Like, the coaches ask us our opinion, so you get a more of a player-made decision instead of the coaches controlling each and every aspect of it.
What were some of the biggest differences between the high school game and the college game?
The biggest difference was actually the size. And I played 3A football in East Texas, small town football. Man, it's not too many dudes that's cracking 3 foot, so you get the college and you got a 6'5" tackle looking at you. That'll weigh 8 yards up a little bit. And also the speed of the game is completely different.
And then going off of that, talking about high school, what was the recruiting process like for you out of high school?
Out of high school, I had a fair amount of offers, actually. Pretty good amount of defense schools were coming after me. I didn't get any Power 5 offers, but I did get a lot of D1 and D1AA offers. So I was blessed to be in this position, having teams actually wanting me to come play for them.
With the NFL in sight, have you started meeting with agents, and is there anyone helping you?
I haven't really met with any agents right now. I'm just focused on the season. I feel like in due time, that'll come, you know. I don't want to bring any outside distractions into what I'm doing right now. So I'm just kind of focused on my being the best teammate I can be and making plays for North Texas Eagles for one more season.
And Ladarius, we know talented football player. You guys have had some success at North Texas. But outside of football, what is your favorite part about college?
Man, the relationships you get to build with the people out here. You know, you get 4 years to meet with at our North University. We got over 35,000 students. So it's a great area for networking and building strong friendships and relationships with people. So I love that about it here.
From all the games that you've played in, what's been the most memorable game?
The game that comes to mind is honestly when we played Army here in Denton. That was a back-to-back close, nail-biting game. They score, we score. We score again, they score again. Defense get a stop. Offense go down to score. It was back-to-back, man. And it was fun. And we ended up getting a win in the end. It was a close game.
With Darius, do you have a game that you're looking forward to playing next year, being it's your senior year, your last one? Is there one that you're looking forward to playing most?
I don't really have one that really sticks out. I really like to take it a week at a time. Every game is just as important. I'm just looking to win, man. That's it. Each week, that's the main focus, win.
What would you say to those people doubting North Texas football?
Keep on down this, man. We love it. It don't do nothing but fuel the fire, man. That big old mean green train is coming and coming hard. So if you ain't with us in the beginning of the season, don't say you believed in us at the end.
Being that it is your senior season, have you thought about the next level, signing an NFL contract, and what you would do with the signing bonus?
Oh, man. You know, that's been a childhood dream, you know, signing that first contract. But with the signing bonus, man, the first thing I would do, man, I got to take care of my family, man, make sure they stay.
Do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
After football, man, I have some things in mind. I'm not exactly sure which way life's going to take me at the moment, but I feel like I'll cross that bridge when I get there, man. I'm not exactly 100% sure what I want to do.
And Ladarius, being that you're at North Texas, it doesn't get the same coverage as teams like Georgia and Alabama, but we know you guys have had a lot of studs in Conference USA. What would you want GMs or scouts to know about your game specifically?
Man, when you watch me, you're going to see a dude that's hungry every play. I ain't taking no plays off. I'm running to the ball. I'm flying around. I'm communicating with my teammates. I'm playing hard. I'm playing physical. Just know that I'm going to be around the ball every play. You're going to see number two by the ball every play.
For any high school athletes, what is the best piece of advice that you could give to one of them?
Man, the best advice I can give them is to stay focused. Don't let outside noise distract you. Your buddies may not be on the same thing you want to do. They may want to go out and party and stuff, but if you got a goal you want to achieve, sometimes you got to say no and go alone. Go ground by yourself if that's what it takes. Don't let nobody or nothing stop you. You feel me?
That was Ladarius Hamilton from North Texas. We really appreciate your time. Good luck next season, and we hope to see you on Sundays.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.